Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
Dear Gwyt, and welcome to Capital Irish Radio. Coming to you from the Capital in Wellington this Sunday, 29th of May, broadcasting on 106.1 FM. You can, of course, reach us on email by capitalirishradio@gmail.com, or you can check out our Facebook page at Capital Irish. And firstly, we would like to, as always, thank our sponsors. That's Butler's Irish Chocolate, Wellington Irish Trust, Hutt Valley Irish Society, and Peter and Susie McGuinness. Thank you so much for making this all possible every week. So now on to our show. So for the past few months, my household, post getting COVID, I've started to ramp up some plans we had back in 2020. Well, actually, the plans really started in 2019, I think. Ken and I got engaged. And back then, you would often hear me saying that there is no point to a long engagement. What's the point? Sure, once you made the decision, you might as well just go ahead and do it. So we booked our wedding for 18 months after our engagement, and that was for the 8th of August, 2020. And some of you keen-eared listeners might have picked up on the 8th of the 8th. It's a very auspicious date. My other half is Chinese, and it's kind of a similar thing. 8-8-2020 would be kind of like a lucky number 7. So it's a really auspicious date. Now, my partner, he could be pulling the piss, really, to be honest, but he said that the whole idea was that 8 sounds like to make a fortune. And so getting married on that day, really lucky, really auspicious. Now, it didn't turn out very lucky because obviously it didn't go ahead. We had planned to go back to Ireland. And of course, you know, you may have heard there's a bit of a hiccup in 2020, which grounded most of the flights. So a bit off topic, but 2.5 years later, 2 lockdowns later, and now I'm in year 4 of my perma engagement. But the good news is that we're finally going home this August to get married. And it's less really about the wedding, to be completely honest with you, and much more about seeing our families again. It's been a long old couple of years, lots has changed, and we're really keen to get back home. So, over the last 2 months, we started kicking off the whole process again. So we're emailing the people that we emailed 2 years ago, rearranging accommodation and travel and hair and makeup and the ceremony. Also found out Ken has to do an interview because he's not from Europe. They have to prove our relationship is a real thing. So he has a big interview process to do. Still trying to figure out a little bit of that. Then we started looking off to kick off all these kind of meetings again, you know, like chatting to florists and photographers and that. One good thing, in 2019, you know, it was all kind of done over email. And I think a lot of these people would have laughed if we said, can we have a video call or a Zoom? Whereas now we're sort of doing that all the time. And it's proving actually quite good. You know, our photographer was able to show kind of albums. He flicked through them, showed us kind of what style he was into. And it kind of made things, you know, a little bit easier for picking colours and all that kind of jazz. Of course, the time zone thing is always going to be a bit of an issue. I think last week we were sitting watching Ozark on Netflix and I jumped up and I was like, we have to call the venue right now. They're supposed to ring them 10 minutes ago. And so, you know, we're getting there. Now, the one thing that we sort of left till the last minute, which, you know, was never a big thing in the last couple of years, but we need to hire a car. We're home for 3 weeks. So we're planning our wedding, doing the usual car hire websites, you know, the hurts, the budgets and all that kind of jazz. And for 3 weeks, we were quoted €3,500. So just for context, that's 6,000 Kiwi dollars for 3 weeks for a car rental. Now, this ain't no Mercedes. This is very much a, what they call it, a medium midi compact, something pretty basic, but gets us to and from. It looks like that our car rental is going to be more than what our flights were. So when this was all going on, I was kind of saying under my breath a little bit, like, well, what's going on with all these car hire prices? Like, this is kind of taking the mickey a wee bit. And then Ken was like, oh, yeah, it's because of all the chip supply shortage. That was a really bad impersonation of a Kiwi accent. But anyway, looked into it And yeah, it's because of a microchip shortage. So in 2020, you know, the pandemic, unprecedented times, all the things, car hire companies had to kind of tighten their belts. No one was renting cars. So the kind of the best way to get cash is to sell off some of your fleet. They did it a little bit here, but in Ireland, this was massive because car rental companies was a huge boost to our economy because we don't have any public transport as such, not for regional areas. So quick way to get cash, sell off some of the older fleet. Now, these cars were bought pretty quickly. They were good deals. They were, you know, all the kind of the lower spec models. The thing that might not have hit everyone's kind of headlines with all these lockdowns is that, well, technology, people were working from home, and suddenly, whereas you had a phone and a work laptop, potentially that wasn't high spec enough during the lockdown. So people bought tablets. People decided to scale up their home computer because they were using it all the time. And so this meant that all these kind of other devices that people were buying, chips were needed for those. And then there was a third thing that happened. There's a semiconductor manufacturing plant. It literally went in flames. So this is a place that makes microchips. It literally caught fire and literally burned to the ground. It was probably the third largest manufacturer of these chips. So, as you know, all the prices then went really high because there was no longer a kind of a surplus in supply and demand. People needed it. They'd pay more for what they needed. Most people in Wellington kind of touch the IT industry, I think, a little bit. And here you'll even know orders for basics, for laptops, for screens. If you work in any type of government agency, you know, it might be 4 to 6 weeks. You're now looking at 12 to 16 weeks before you get shipments into New Zealand. And that is because they literally can't make them fast enough. So why does this all hit car hire prices in Ireland? Well, it's a bit of a trifecta. So because everything was being hit globally, automakers and car manufacturers started to scale back orders because 2020, no one was buying new cars, right? So why are they going to scale them up? All the companies that send those chips, obviously the new cars, entertainment units, safety features, everything has some form of a chip in it somewhere. Basically, your car is this computer on wheels, right? As a result, they scaled back their orders. The chip manufacturers that were left were right, okay, we're going to give all our chips over to these kind of more keen consumer electronics, keep up with that supply, the work from home sort of things. And also that conductor plant that burnt to the ground, it takes up to 3 to 5 years to build one of those back up again. It has to be really high spec. It has to be the top hygiene layer you can make it. And so that's going to take time. So there's no other way of scaling up chip manufacturing. So as the world started coming out of their lockdowns in 2022, the start of this year, people had saved some money, which was great. They still couldn't go on holidays. So what were they doing? They were buying new cars. So then obviously the demand was going up, and the bottom of the whole chain is the car rental companies, because they typically don't buy the brand new cars. They may get ones that are 6 months old or something like that, but people weren't getting rid of those. They weren't able to get those smaller cars that they had sold off in 2020. And so this obviously meant the whole prices were going through the roof. And, you know, as Paul Kelly, the CEO of Fulcher Ireland, they did an analysis of the car rental costs. And they say in some places it's tripled, in other places quadrupled. So Ken and I really did feel that. And of course, this is going to have a massive knock-on effect to tourism in Ireland. But before I get to all that, I'm going to take a wee break before I get on to the next step of the car rental debacle. This is a song that was stuck in my head, basically, when I was thinking about this last night. And here is the Irish Rebels with Johnson's Motor Car.
A corner one morning I did stray. I met another rebel lad who this to me did say, I bear orders from the captain to assemble at Drumbar, but how were we to get there without a motor car? Oh, Barney dear, be of good cheer, I'll tell you what we'll do. The loyalists have plenty, although we have but few. I'll wire to Stranola before we march so far. I will give the boys a jolly good ride in Johnson's motor car. Johnson got the wire, he soon pulled on his shoes. He said this case is urgent, there is no time to lose. He wore a fancy castor hat and on his breast a star. You could hear the din come through the fin of Johnson's motor car. When he reached the railing bridge, he met some rebels there. He knew the game was up with him, as at him they did stare. He says, I've got a permit to travel here so far. You can keep your English permit, we want your motor car. What will my loyal comrade say when I get to Dumbo? To say my car was commandeered by rebels from Dumlo. We'll give you a receipt for her, signed by Captain Marr. And when Ireland's freezer, then we'll see you to Johnson's motor car. Car in motion, they filled her to the brim with guns and bayonets shining, while Johnson he did grin. When Barney waved his Sinn Féin flag, it shot up like a star, and they give three cheers for liberty and Johnson's motor car. When the loyal crew they heard the news, it grieved their hearts so sore. They swore they'd have reprisals before they would give war. In vain they searched through Glenties, the Rosses and Kilcar, while the IRA their flag displayed on Johnson's motor car.
Welcome back to Capital Irish on 106.1 FM. So, I was in the middle of telling you all my woes about car rentals. So what did we actually end up doing? So many listeners may be flying home this year, potentially going back to Ireland during the summer or looking for a Christmas break. So what we found is we started to kind of call up some of these smaller car rental, car sales, fix your car, probably do your waft to make you a cup of tea kind of places. And we had one place that we looked and they had really cheap prices online. So we thought, okay, let's have a look at this. Apparently they haven't been able to update their website since 2020. But they quoted us a much cheaper price of €750 a week. Now, this is still three times what we paid in 2019, but it isn't the cost of the flights. So I feel like we're kind of winning out there. This is for kind of a more mid-sized car. I got my partner to call them back. After 2 minutes, he handed me the phone because he literally couldn't understand a word this fella from West Cork was saying. We booked a car, we gave our credit card details, and legitimately I have to call them back tonight to get a receipt, as Gary is the only guy that can do emails and he wasn't working that day. So I actually don't really know if we actually have a car on arrival, but it was a great deal if we actually end up getting the car and it shows up when we need it. But like most things in life, who are the people that really kind of lose out with all these price hikes? And honestly, it's the regional areas. So it's the wee towns that are really dependent on tourism. The story that kind of brings it to full circle is my mate. He was the one who raised the whole, have you rented a car yet? It's really expensive with us last week. He was planning on heading to Ireland with his partner. They'd never been before. They were coming over for our wedding. And the whole plan was hit into Dublin. They had booked a few nights there. Then they're going to travel down the East Coast. They wanted to do, you know, Rocket Castle, you know, Clonmacnoise, all those kind of ways along those kind of castles and that on the way. Then down to Beamish and Crawford, into Cork, then to Kenmare for a wedding. Then they're off to Inch Beach and then surfing in Lahinch. They're massive surfers. And then basically doing that whole wild Atlantic way, ending up in kind of Galway, coming down to Connemara. And then they were going to drive back to Dublin and fly out. All in all, it was like an 11-day trip they had planned. I'm really excited about it until this whole kind of situation about needing the car for that length of time. So what's happened is weighing up how much they would have to pay purely on car rental alone, nothing else. What they're going to do is they're going to just spend a few nights in the large cities. So they're doing Dublin for a night or two. They're going to do Cork, come to our wedding and then head to Galway for a night and then they're going to fly out of there. So they're sort of missing all the little bits of Ireland, all the small towns, all the villages, all the sort of quirky places that they wanted to go along the way. I mean, most of you may know, but public transport in Ireland doesn't really allow you to hit those areas very easily. So all these Airbnb or regular B&Bs, all these pubs, all the shops, they're the ones that are going to end up losing out. They're really the ones that aren't going to be able to survive in this economy when you can't get anyone physically to their town, let alone spending money there. A lot of people, apparently, due to Fáilte Ireland, are saying people are just cancelling their holidays outright. In our case, I guess our friends are sort of stuck having to come there. but they are making it a much shorter trip, which obviously isn't great for Ireland, isn't great for what they need in Irish tourism either. So I'm going to start not ranting about my car rental chat. And I'm going to keep things a little bit more local here. I guess the key thing from all the holidays in Ireland to take away with is, you know, if you're going there, maybe think about trying to another way of getting a car in and out of Ireland and potentially see if your car insurance from when you were 18 is still active somewhere. So next song up to calm us all down from this, I'm going to keep it local again. I'm going to play a song from the album Dragonfly Jig. It's a Scottish tune that I'm going to play. And this is Aisling Irwin. She's on the harps and vocals. And the song is Mist Covered Mountains.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Capital Irish on 106.1 FM. So to round the show off a wee bit, I'm going to do some of the local notices. Just a reminder, the Hutt Valley Irish Society potluck dinner is tonight at 5pm, so bring a plate. Also, there is the Culturi Club, and that's run by the Irish Embassy for kids aged 6 to 12. Also this weekend coming is Ceolan Ass, so that's that traditional Irish music festival in Nelson. Great crack down there, really, really good, and a really nice place to spend Queen's birthday weekend. So check that festival out if you're around in the South Island. Also the GFHA, so the GAA for Wellington and Hutt Valley. It's finished up for this year, just in time for the cold snap, because you couldn't be out training in that. So keep an eye out on all their socials pages for when football kicks off again next year. And then to round out today's show, I'm just going to do a shameless plug. So for our wedding band, we're pretty fortunate, you know, to counteract the cost of car rentals. My siblings are going to donate a gig to me, so that's great. And they're probably finding out now that they're doing it for free. All my siblings are in a band. It's called Witless. And we're going to finish off tonight's show with a live recording from one of their gigs in Woodford in Cork pre-pandemic. So this is Niall Sweeney on drums. And then there is Dunica Canan, who is referred to as my brother from another mother. He's on bass. And then I've got my sister Loretta, who's on lead vocals. And this is their version of No Diggity. And see if you can spot what mashup is in there. I want to say a huge thank you again to all our sponsors. Big thank you to Dougie here in the production booth, Garamila Mahagud. And to play you out, here is Witless with No Diggity. Thank you.
You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That programme was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.